Hi, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Okay, are you registered to vote, sir?
Am I what?
Register.
Registered to vote?
Yes, sir, in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, in what year were you born?
What, that don't matter. I mean, what are you going to ask? I mean, I'm not going to do a big thing. I mean, I'm far old enough to vote. Let's put it that way.
Okay, but let me see if it lets me go through, man. If it let me go, I'll do it. If not. Okay, sir, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you uncertain to vote? We'll probably vote. Are the chances 50-50?
I 100% will be voting.
Okay, and if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Well, if I had to pick, it's either going to be either inflation or the border.
Okay. No, you can pick multiple choices, okay?
I guess I'd probably start with the border first, and then inflation.
Okay, border, inflation. Okay, that'll work. All right, sir, and thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted. I voted for the man that got robbed. Let's put it that way.
Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Who got robbed?
I don't know, sir. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you just can't say it. Come on.
Well, we have to keep the server, you know, verbatim. You know, we cannot add anything else.
I voted for Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for him again.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And thinking again, you know, about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
You can put Donald Trump all the way through this. I don't care if it was tomorrow, next year, 20 years from now, I'd vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, yeah. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote, okay, while others are still considering their options. Regardless
There's only one option.
Okay, please tell me how are you, you know, likely to vote for the following candidate using a scale from zero to ten. Okay, zero to 100. Okay, zero means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Okay, the first one would be Donald Trump.
100.
All right, and the second one, Joe Biden.
Zero.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and then thinking about, you know, the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to, you know, to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go back to some more, a little sarcasm a little bit. I mean, we know that there's an issue down there. We know who had it secured for the most part, and we know who opened it up wide open. So I wouldn't trust Joe Biden at a fucking lemonade stand.
Okay, so you trust Donald Trump, Republican, someone more or much more?
100% more.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
If it was worded different, I would somewhat agree, but I strongly disagree.
Okay.
If it was worded differently, I would agree with it to some degree.
Okay. All right, sir. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I guess, ask me that again.
President Biden, you know, should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring
he should prioritize.
Yes, keeping families together by ensuring that, you know, undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses.
I'd agree with that.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
I'd somewhat agree with that.
Somewhat agree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. And the other one says President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree?
If they're here illegally, they need to go back.
Okay. Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Okay, for each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. Okay, here's the first one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. So I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Okay.
I mean, just the wording of it, this is a little bit off for me, that's all. But, yeah, I'd agree with that a little, yeah.
Okay. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I mean, he should protect them?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
Strongly or just somewhat?
I'd say strongly agree with that.
Okay, President Biden.
I've been 10 years and married.
To American citizens.
10 years and ain't really, I mean, so, you know, was it just, have they committed crimes? Or they're here illegally already. Did they commit other crimes beyond that? I mean, there's obviously different things you could add to that question. However, the question is asked, I agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, and the last one said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, sir. And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Okay, here's the first one.
You can change. You can tell me whatever you want.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't vote for Biden if he fixed the world, I wouldn't vote for Biden.
I have somewhat less likely and I have much less likely, okay? Or makes no difference one way or the other. You can select any option, okay? Okay, the first one says a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that be much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference one way or the other to vote for him?
It would make zero difference.
Okay. All right, sir. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more likely to vote for him, much less likely, or makes no difference.
Zero chance I'd vote for him if he.
So it'd be much less.
I mean, not because he did that, but just because of the other stuff.
Okay, much less likely, right?
Yeah.
All right. A program that grants, you know, work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more, someone less, or much less, or no difference?
No difference. I would make a difference.
Okay. All right, a program that grants work permits and to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more,
no,
someone more?
No difference.
Zero, okay.
No difference. I mean, it'd be cool if he could do all those things, and if he did or would, but it wouldn't make me vote for him.
Okay.
All right. And I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for him because he did that. I would be not voting for him because I'm not voting for him.
All right. No problem, sir. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers who must have worked in the United States for over a decade are protected from the – no difference. Okay. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected from deportation. No difference, right? All right, and the last one, sir, a program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
No difference.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and please indicate, you know, if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans, you know, believe chaos in the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned at all?
Say that again, if what?
Donald Trump and Republicans, you know, believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill the...
Wait, is this facts or is this something that just is an opinion?
Well, it's just it's a statement that they, you know, about things they concern about, but it's for Republicans
so
and Democrats.
I believe you... So you asked me the question.
Yes,
Donald Trump thinks the border chaos right now is helping him.
Yeah, politically, you know. But that's, you know, that just somebody wrote that, you know. So, but you know, that's just asking you if that concerns you or does not concern you at all.
Does not at all.
Okay. All right. And Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned at all?
I would definitely be concerned. So Joe Biden has the ability to make that happen and they've not made it happen?
Exactly. That's what the statement is saying. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids, you know, to deport millions of migrants. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned at all?
Not at all.
Okay. All right, sir. And Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
That sounds like a terrible question is what that sounds like.
Okay.
That question should be taken right off there. I mean, that... Well, Donald Trump ain't done nothing racist towards the
Okay, no, that's the problem. So that's why we're asking your opinion. You think that, you know, will make you concerned or not concerned at all?
It makes me concerned that that question is on this poll.
Okay, so be somewhat concerned or a little concerned?
I'm a lot concerned that this question is on that poll.
Okay. All right, sir.
I don't have an answer for that one.
Okay, they want to know your opinion, sir, about, you know, questions like that. That's why we ask.
So if I answer it, then if I answer it either way, it makes me think that Donald Trump is racist, and I don't.
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, you can say you're not all concerned because, you know, you don't care about hearing that, you know, kind of statement.
I mean,
that's why we have, not at all concerned.
Okay,
me, you,
can put, you can put whatever one you want on there. I mean, I just feel like
okay.
That's a terrible
but
question.
But if you don't want to answer, that's fine too, okay?
Yep.
We move to the next question. Okay, sir, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during, you know, that campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Definitely concerned.
Okay, very concerned. All right, sir. We're almost done with this survey. I only have a couple more minutes to go, and we should be done.
Yep.
I really appreciate your time, okay? I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me, you know, which proposal comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says, you know, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect, you know, immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. While Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your view?
Neither.
Okay.
Neither. I mean, they're too far. Both of them are too. I mean, you can't deport people that have been here 10 years. You can't do it. That should be against the law.
Okay. All right, sir. And after hearing more, you know, some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Republican Donald Trump. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And to the as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers?
I do not.
Okay, no. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like Facebook?
No.
Fox News channels or website?
I don't know which ones I read. I just, whatever ones come through Google.
Okay. So
I mean, I just click on them. If they've got a headline that makes me, you know, piques my interest, then I'll click on it.
Okay,
I usually watch congressional testimony is what I usually watch.
Okay.
If it's not Congress and they're testifying on things, I usually don't watch a whole lot of
okay.
news anymore.
What about YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram,
no.
Univision
no.
or Telemundo, Spanish
no.
language radio programs, MSNBC or CNN or
no.
other major OAN or Newsmax?
No.
TikTok? Okay, so none of the above.
I scroll through TikTok, but I watch funny shit. It'll make me laugh.
Non-news information, right? Okay.
What's that?
Non-news information. Okay.
No.
All right, sir, and finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose, okay? From which country or territory does your family trace, you know, their heritage?
Right here.
Okay, so now.
Native American.
Okay, all right.
We are Native Americans, my family, and we are here, and the white people come and took our land from us.
All right, Native American, okay. All right, sir, and were you born in the United States mainland or in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Mainland.
All right, and were either your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
Nope.
Both parents
both
born in. All right, sir. And what languages do you primarily speak in your home? Would that be always English? More
yep.
English than.
Yep. Oh, yep. Nothing else. I don't have another language.
Always English. Okay. All right, sir.
I mean,
generally
come in here talk another language. I'd wonder what the heck you're doing in my house.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
All right, sir. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I'm not opposed to vote Democrat, so I guess not strong.
Okay, not strong. All right, so I'm thinking in political terms, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm conservative, for sure.
Conservative. All right, and what was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Like, when? What year was it?
No, just the whole, you know, thing that you have first to 11th grade, high school graduate.
I had a couple of years in college.
Okay, be some college, but no degree or associate's degree?
No, I got stuff for criminal justice for just certificates, I guess.
Okay.
It would be, I don't know.
So vocational or like technical school?
No, it was a university.
Okay, so some college, right?
Yeah.
Put that, okay, some
yep,
college.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, sir, and what is your religion, if any?
Catholic,
all right. All right, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Michael.
Michael, okay. Michael. All right, Michael, thank you for your time. Okay, you are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research study are compensated in, you know, in their time in sharing their opinions in a more in a deep, open-ended way. We can know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Would that be a yes or a no?
What, like after the election or?
Well, they do it, you know, they just pick a timing and they don't have to be about the election. They do it, you know, they do, like a focus, you know, meetings and stuff like that, either online or you have to show up at some place, you know, near where you live.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely am not, no. I own my own business and I can't get away nearly, I mean.
Okay, no problem, sir. Well, this concludes our survey, okay? Thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.